This week, kids at the Pribilof School District are in Bering Sea Days, learning about the world around them. The middle and high schoolers sat down with a visiting scientist to get to know them a little better.
My name's Joshua Lynch. I'm an archaeologist, a PhD candidate at Texas A&M University with the Center for the Study of the First Americans, and I also work as a contractor for the military in Interior Alaska, working with the Center for the Environmental Management of Military Lands. This is my fifth Bering Sea Day, so I guess technically I'm also a Bering Sea Days presenter.
Why did you start doing Bering Sea Days?
I actually got into Bering Sea Days through Lauren Devine. Many of you guys know Lauren. We happened to cross paths in Fairbanks, where I live now, and Lauren heard a little bit about my research and thought that you guys would be interested in some of the archaeology and atlatl work that I do, so she invited me to come to Bering Sea Days, and I haven't been able to stop coming.
All right, what's the furthest you've ever thrown an atlatl?
A lot of it depends on the type of dart that we're throwing. So for traditional wooden darts, a throw of maybe 75 to 85 yards is pretty far, especially for the type of atlatls that we use. If you're willing to use modern technology, some carbon fiber, closer to like 150 yards. And when you're throwing things 150 yards in a park, you start to scare the people who are watching you practice.
What are you doing with the students this week?
I'll be working with the high school students, doing a concurrent credit class between UAF Bristol Bay campus and their high school class here. We'll be making atlatls. Each person will be customizing their own. We'll be making darts for them to launch. And if you come by the community event on Saturday, we'll have everybody with their finished products out throwing on the ball field.
Why is it important for young people to learn about science?
For myself personally, learning about science was a way for me to grow and develop. I spent a lot of time as a young person in science classes and studying for science-related fields and topics, and it really allowed me to do what I wanted to do in my career. So now I get the opportunity to travel, I get the opportunity to conduct my own research and to come to classes like this and teach. And I think science just opens a lot of doors for people, even if you're not interested in being a chemist or an archaeologist or a rocket scientist. I think a base knowledge of science is something that's really beneficial for everybody.
What's your favorite part of Bering Sea Days?
My favorite parts have been getting to know you all a little bit better. I have as much fun in open gym as I do teaching you guys the archaeology lessons that we do. So if you see me around, don't hesitate to stop me. If you already have my Xbox name, we can play Fortnite. Otherwise, I'll be in open gym.
This conversation was produced by members of the 6th through 12th grades. Join us at the community event Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the school for games, food, and more. You are listening to KUHB, the voice of the Pribilofs.